One way to think about the karmic stream is that if you go upstream a little ways, you'll see that it bubbles out of a spring in the ground. And you reach the source. With this analogy, if you follow the karmic stream to where the first condition arises out of, where craving, thirsting comes, you see that it arises out of the spring of how experiences of all kinds are pleasant or unpleasant. And we can leave it there because neither pleasant or unpleasant are kind of rare. Though if you feel them, it's fine. And so many things, the beginning of the karma, the source in the moment, the present moment, that spring is always happening in the present, just like a literal spring that feeds a river. It's always flowing. You could be down river and not see the spring. So in the present moment, if you follow the river back to the spring, you might notice this very simple way, without analysis or trying to figure it out, very simple way that things are sometimes pleasant, sometimes unpleasant, and sometimes neither. And if you start being attuned to that, you might also notice how the mind gets entangled with that, gets involved, has desires or aversions, wants and not wants, likes and dislikes. But as this practice goes along, maybe you could slowly learn how to stand on dry ground and not be in the river, but to watch it not only flow by, but also watch it begin from an experience of pleasant and unpleasant. But before doing this, it's helpful if you offer a deep bow of respect to your karmic stream. Do not be aversive to it or desirous of it, but to appreciate its tremendous influence on you. It's protected you, it's undermined you, it's had offered benefits and it's offered challenges. To a great extent, it shaped you. And so to respect it, respect its power, respect its place in your life, but to offer the kind of deep bow and respect that allows you to kind of put it aside. So you're not focusing on the on the stream, or you're not in the stream. You don't need to be in it. But you can sit quietly at the source. Pleasant and unpleasant. And to do this very simply, don't try too hard. Mostly to do it when you're quiet and still enough, focused enough, that it kind of stands out by itself. So to settle into this meditation, you might take some little bit deeper breaths, gentle, calm, deeper breaths, fuller breaths. And calmly, gently, exhale and release. Release whatever holding you find in your body that's easy to let go of. Exhaling and releasing whatever holding there might be in the heart area that's easy to release. And to let go of any holding tightness in the mind that's easy to let go of. And this relaxing like this is letting go of the after effect or momentum, traces of karma. And make it harder to give breathing room to our experience. And then letting your breathing return to normal. There's also the breathing stream, the ongoing stream of a single in-breath arising from a source, beginning of the in-breath, the stream of the exhale, the moments that the exhale is flowing. To feel the rhythm of these two streams of breathing. Maybe appreciating how they're in some ways go in opposite directions from each other. And to attune yourself with the basic, simple sensations connected to breathing. Accompany those sensations. Accompany the sensations of breathing. As you breathe, is there any pleasant sensations associated with breathing? At some point in the cycle of breathing in and out, maybe it's just a particular short segment of the cycle. Anything pleasant? And when you experience that pleasantness, do you react to that with desires or aversions? Wanting, not wanting. Or can you let pleasantness just be pleasant without being for or against it? And in the flow of breathing, is there anything which is unpleasant? And do you get involved with that? Does that trigger any reactions, thoughts, concerns? Efforts to do something. To come to conclusions and stories, what it means. And to the best of your ability today, now, maybe you can let unpleasantness be unpleasantness and leave it at that. And so in the cycle of breathing, there's both pleasant and unpleasant, comes and goes. Sitting there at the spring, the source, as pleasant and unpleasant appears and disappear. And rather than looking at a general mood of pleasant or unpleasant, for now, center yourself on the sensations that come and go as you breathe. Do you feel their pleasantness and unpleasantness or neither? As a grounding, as a place to relax into. As an attention that supports a calming of the mind, quieting of the mind. And if anything else happens that's more compelling than breathing, see how simple you can know it. And maybe this idea of pleasant and unpleasantness supports you to be very simple with it. That you have nothing more has to happen except noticing the sensations that arise from that spring. Seeing them as pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. Not analyzing or figuring out, but just as a way of centering the attention. Developing stability with moment-to-moment experience. staying at the source without getting pulled into the world of reactions and thoughts. Is what's happening to you pleasant or unpleasant or neither? And are you reacting to that in some way, influenced by it? Can you be simple, focused, aware? The pleasant and the unpleasant, the pleasant and the pleasant. Simply, each thing allowed to be itself. In whatever way you get pulled into thoughts, reactions, feelings, might being aware of the simple, pleasant and unpleasantness of it that's involved, may that help you find dry ground to stand out of the river and be able to simply observe without involvement. So two practitioners of what were talking, and the first said, "What does your teacher do that's special?" And the second one said, "Well, my teacher walks and stands and sits, lays down, eats, drinks." And the first one said, "What's so special about that?" Second one said, "When my teacher walks, walking is really known, and standing knows standing, and sitting knows sitting, and lying down knows lying down, in eating knows eating, in drinking knows eating, knows drinking." And we could add, "When pleasant, knows pleasant. When unpleasant, knows unpleasant. When neither, knows neither. Knows it simply. There's a way that there's just knowing, without the stories and reactions to it. Each thing is allowed to be itself." But the practitioner is there with it, close to the source, before we get swept away in thoughts and ideas and reactions. As you go about your day today, maybe you can be that teacher. When walking, really knows, simply knows, walking. As if that's the only thing, the most important thing to attend to. When standing, completely, simply, relaxedly, openly, no standing. When sitting, let there be a full knowing of sitting. Sitting in and of itself, maybe free of all the thoughts and ideas about what that is or should be. When lying down, no, just lying down. And maybe eating, can be just eating. Without the mind wandering away, just simple, at ease, settled. Drinking, just drinking. Not drinking on the go to the next thing. Next thought. And there at the very source of it all, the beginning of karma, is pleasant, unpleasant, and neither. And it's an amazing thing to sit quietly at that source. Whatever is happening, to be quietly aware, non-reactively aware, of pleasant, unpleasant, and neither, in and of itself. And to help you do so, when you're sitting, maybe you can breathe through the pleasant and unpleasantness as a way of accompanying the pleasant and unpleasant. So you see how pleasant and unpleasant comes and goes, fades in and fades back up. When you're walking meditation, maybe the simple rhythm of walking, you can allow it to accompany the simplicity of pleasant and unpleasant and neither. Staying simple, relaxed, resting at the source. May today be a simple day for you, in the sense of staying simple with each thing that's happening. And may you enjoy it. Thank you.